Lock the doors and put on some old jazz records, because this week's discovery tells a budding musician's tragic tale. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, once upon a time, Dean Koontz was just a horror writer, one whose novels inspired many of his readers to sleep with the lights on. Lately, though, he's been reinventing himself, and while you may not get the same scares from The City, you'll be haunted by it nonetheless. Well, the story relates the unbelievable tale of young Jonah Kirk, as reflected upon by his 50-something self. The son of a singer and the grandson of a piano man, Jonah was destined to follow in his family's footsteps. But if it hadn't been for a magical woman, things might not have gone as planned. As a child, Jonah met Miss Pearl, a mysterious woman who showed up just when he needed her, and her warnings opened his eyes to the dangers awaiting him and his family. Well, more than just another scary story, The City defies categorization. On one hand, it's a crime thriller, but it's also a paranormal drama. And, of course, it's a story about music. Most of all, though, The City is a lyrical and sometimes emotional tale, a story of family, of unexpected friendships, and of overcoming tragedies. From the first page, it has its own spirit, a kind of beautiful melancholy that grows more and more haunting with each passing chapter. And while 50-something Jonah doesn't offer the most distinctive narration, the story is made up of likable but unlikely heroes. The villains, meanwhile, simply linger in the background. These aren't strong, well-developed characters, but this isn't their story. It's Jonah's story, and he and his friends and family members are sure to capture you with both their music and their magic. But is it worth tracking down trouble with this ivory-tickling prodigy? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. It isn't what you might expect from Dean Koontz. It's smooth and understated, with strong characters and subtle touches of mystery and paranormal suspense. It may not make you fear falling asleep, but it will haunt you from beginning to end. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The City by Dean Koontz is 259 enchanting and intentional pages long and is available from Bantam. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.